To Mr. Scheer, Reverend Williams, to the honored guests, it is my humble honor to be here to remember Bishop Robinson. I want to offer my personal condolences to Commissioner Robinson's family, to his friends. You should know what a special place he holds and will continue to hold in my heart as mayor and as a proud daughter of Baltimore. Baltimore City and the entire state of Maryland join you in mourning the loss of an outstanding leader and public servant. The world was such a different place in 1952 when Bishop Robinson was first sworn in as a police officer in Baltimore City. And as you look at the pictures, I don't know if people saw it back then, but as we look at the pictures now, he had commissioner written on him, even in those pictures, in the you know, his earliest pictures. You could just tell he had leadership oozing out of him. When I look around today and see my colleagues in government, many of you are here today. I know many of you were called to public service because of the standard that he set and the many others of his generation. Bishop Robinson was a great friend and someone who I could rely on to impart sage advice, especially to a young public official who was starting out. He would give it to you straight, no chasers. If you wanted the truth, that's who you talked to. And so many of us, as the governor and as Senator McFadden said, so many of us went straight to him when it was an issue that we knew that he had the experience to tell us the good stuff, not necessarily what you wanted to hear, but what needed to be said in the moment. This is a man's life who should be celebrated for tearing down barriers by climbing his way to the top of an organization that historically treated African Americans with disrespect and derision. But Commissioner Robinson's palpable presence made him a force to be reckoned with. He blazed a trail for many of us who came after him and continue to break barriers. His memory calls each and every one of us to seek excellence and honor in public service. As I was on my way over here, I was thinking about something that my daughter said to me. And sometimes children have the simplest ways of putting things, but it really captures it for me. We were talking about his loss, and my daughter just looked at me and said, "He's not dead, Mommy. As long as he's remembered, he's not dead." So may he be blessed, and all of us be blessed, in the good memories of a great man who will long be remembered.